to reality. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 12:45 p.m. for the Something in the Water pregame show ahead of the 1 p.m. kickoff.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
It's 3 p.m. and you're listening to Sad Songs Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. This is a weekly tour of some new, cool, and depressing music with Emily, Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m.
What's up? It's Emily. Welcome to a spooky Halloween episode of Sad Song Central. This week we've got some new, some classic to me, Halloween, spooky, creepy songs, and I'm super excited. I had so much fun putting together this playlist, and I've been planning it for a long time, ever since I realized that, because my show's on Thursdays, that Halloween's on a Thursday. So, okay, this first one's going to be Miserere by Nina, a classic. Whenever I see the name Nina, I think of, like, Nina, like that, you know, that, like, video or, like, meme or something of that girl from that YouTube show. Anyway, love that one. It's a classic. It's a short one. And then we've got Army Dreamers by Kate Bush after that. I knew I had to put a Kate Bush song in this playlist because her voice is so, like, good at being, like, eerie and ghosty. And I think that's why her song Running Up That Hill was in Stranger Things. It's because it's very fitting for something, like, a little bit, like, ooh, a little bit creepy. So, okay. Starting this week off strong, this is Miserere by Nina.
Carry home, my little soldier.
Good
That was Lonely Fight by McGee, and before that it was Army Dreamers by Kate Bush. Yeah, I've been playing McGee a lot recently. His sound is just so cool, and this is his very brand new one. Okay, coming up we've got Palehound. I wanted to put two Palehound songs, and I think I've played Palehound a little bit before here. Their album from last year, Eye on the Bat, is so cool. I love the song, Eye on the Bat. I love the clutch. And I think I've played The Clutch before, but now we've got My Evil, spooky one. Yeah, Palehound has a lot of, like, they're cool because it's rock, but the singing versus, like, what the guitars are playing, like, it's very dissonant. So they're just so good at having something that sounds a little bit off in a beautiful way. I love My Evil. And then after that, we got a classic, tragically hip, it'll be Little Bones. I was thinking about the song because I was doing like a trivia thing over the summer, and it was that thing where they play the song and then you have to say it, and they played this song, and so I've been thinking about it ever since. It's a great one. Don't know why I don't listen to it all the time. So okay, this is My Evil by Palehound.
That grows like hair from my tongue, cracks the egg we share and scrambles us in open space. I waste time with it, pour wine with it, bake bread with it, give head with it, make lunch with it, make love with it, and share a skull with it. It's my evil.
can take the heat. Guess I got a troubled mind. History repeats, and they say I got a troubled mind.
Okay, that was Troubled Mind by Dan Mangan, a little one about being haunted. Guys, we got a cool one coming up. This is Orc by The Strange Happenings. They are from the Kingston, Wolf Island, Frontenac area, I guess. And their music is cool, very like heavy rock. They have a show here in Kingston at the Toque, the Toucan, tonight. So if you're looking for a way to get cool really fast, I think maybe you should try going there. Me and my friends might check it out. The Toucan is so fun. I actually have to tell you a story about the Toucan. The first night I went out this year, we went there and then we were going to hit up karaoke after, but we didn't. But we went to the Toucan and we were sitting at this table and there was like, well, okay, long story short, these random guys paid for our drinks. And like fries and stuff. So it was a very big win for us. They were like old, but like I think it wasn't in a creepy way because there was like multiple of them and they were kind of fun. They gave like a thumbs up or a peace sign to us one time. So if you like this next song, check out The Strange Happenings. They're playing at the Toucan tonight. And then after that, I'll have Haunt by Dylan Johnston. It's just a great like creepy atonal one. I love this one for Halloween, so. Okay, this is Orc by The Strange Happenings.
Yeah.
This is Sad Songs Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Cool. That was Holly's Song by Shrewd, and before that it was Haunt by Daniel Johnston. Okay, this next one's going to be a great creepy one, Bark Like a God by Sloppy Jane. I think my favorite Sloppy Jane song ever. I feel like Sloppy Jane is so good at being like ethereal and haunting and creepy at the same time, so they really fit with Halloween for me. Yeah, and then after that, it'll be Took You 2 Years to Win My Heart by Owen Pallett. That one's got a lot of creepy strings moments, so yeah. Okay, this is Bark Like a God by Sloppy Jane.
They say heartbreak is good for the skin. helped is my drinking, picking fights with myself and my friends and my friends, threatening to do me in.
You do to me, to me.
That was Cruel by Hildegard, Helena DeLand, Uri, and before that it was Took You 2 Years to Win My Heart by Owen Pallett. That was just a cool new one that I thought was a bit spooky. So, okay, coming up we've got Cold Little Heart by Michael Kiwanuka. You might recognize this. It's the theme song for Big Little Lies. That's where I heard the song for the first time. Whenever the eclipse happened, like the solar eclipse in like April or March or something, I remember we were trying to listen to music and it had, like, you had to listen to music at a very specific vibe to be for the eclipse. And we ended up just listening to this song over and over. This kind of has new connotations for me now that I've watched the eclipse to it. Yeah, I find it very, there's something really cool about it. I love the song, it never gets old. And it's also a little bit like spooky, like dark, overcast vibes. Okay, this is Cold Little Heart by Michael Kiwanuka.
feel shame all my life. I've been playing games. We can try to hide it. It's all the same. I've been losing one day at a time.
Cool, that was Cold Little Heart by Michael Kiwanuka. Yeah, we're coming to the end. I've got one song left. I never do this, but if you guys are interested, check out, we have an Instagram now for Sad Song Central. I also have a Substack where you can listen to like old Sad Song Central shows. I just kind of want them like all in one place. So yeah, check us out on Instagram. It's just at Sad Song Central. And, you know, while you're at it, check out CFRC's Instagram. It's CFRC Music. A lot of funny graphics go up there, I guess. If anyone from CFRC is listening, I mean this in the most respectful way, but the ads that they have put out for Sad Song Central were always so, like, confusing because it's always, like, a meme to, like, represent being sad. And I look at it and I'm like, what is going on? I don't know if you remember, there was one about sushi, and I was like, okay, so what? Like, it's about rolling sushi, but, like, not, and then it said Sad Song Central. Appreciate the graphics and everything on Instagram nonetheless. Okay, we've got this last song. It's Spooky by Dusty Springfield. It's kind of groovy. Dusty's voice is so cool, and Dusty's such a cool name. Like, maybe I should name my kid that. Thanks for tuning in this week. Happy Halloween, All Hallows Eve. Have a good one. What are your Halloween costumes? Let me know. Let me know. Check me out on Instagram and then let me know what your Halloween costumes are. I'll let you know mine because I'm so proud of them. I am going to be Wednesday and my friend Bronwyn is going to be Enid. And then also me and all my housemates are going to be like characters from Phineas and Ferb, and I'm going to be Buford, if you know him. He's the bully. I'm really going to commit because everyone's like, it just looks like you're wearing, it's just going to look like you're wearing clothes. And it's like, well, that's why I chose Buford, because his outfit is cool. But yeah, anyway, Spooky by Dusty Springfield. Let's play it. Thanks, guys.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding